It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's Super Junior Tag League time in New Japan. Let's get into it. Hey guys, it's we're trying something new here. I'm Damien. I am the host of WrestlePoof. Welcome to it. And I thought there's been a few changes. Look, there's been a lot of changes, let's be honest, since day one. There was me on my own, then there was me and Matt, then there was me and Paul, now there's me on my own again. We've tried a whole bunch of different formats. I think what works best is to just recap actual individual shows. Now, I'm a one-man operation, so I'm going to try and do as much as I possibly can. But, you know, if I miss the occasional show, I apologize in advance. I just can't do everything. But I will attempt to try and do as much as I possibly can. For me personally, what I've been getting into wrestling-wise in the last... It's probably been a gradual process the last year or so, is New Japan. Like, really, really, really getting into it. There's something... I don't know. There's something otherworldly about it, I think, because I don't have any history with it and I'm learning about it all the time. But it is quite different, obviously, to the American promotions. And I like the differences. I like the economy of storytelling. I like how much wrestling happens. I like the style of wrestling, which is sort of a cross between lucha style and obviously strong style. So I thought right now is a good opportunity to try and start doing some New Japan shows because we have the Super Juniors Tag League and the Heavyweight Tag League kicking off right now. So essentially it is what it says on the tin. You have a whole bunch of tag teams going head to head. I think they have 9 matches each. Each tag team has 9 matches each. And then, you know, whoever's at the top of the table takes on, or I think it's the 2 teams that are at the top of the table are in the final, or it's number 1 that takes on the champions. I think that's probably more likely. I will find that out as we go along. But it's night 1. Night 1 happened last night. So let's just go through the card. I thought I'd quickly recap the card, give my usual star rating and you know, have a quick chat about New Japan. Please bear with me because a lot of these names are new. I do not speak Japanese. So for any Japanese listeners tuning in, I apologize. First match, we had a couple of young lions. Yuto Nakashima defeated by Kosei Fujita. This was a nice little match. 2 young lions, both out of different dojos. Seem to be setting up a long-term feud with these guys. If Chris... on commentaries, the sort of dialogue was anything to go by. And New Japan seemed to have them both marked for long careers. This match was fine. 3 stars. What tends to happen, it's interesting. They kind of have an undercard on everything. So I'm not even sure whether I will continue to review the first three matches because, so essentially on every show, the first three matches don't really have anything to do with what the pay-per-view is about or what the tour is about. So usually they'll be like, you know, best of the Super Juniors tournament or a tag team tournament or whatever the case may be, or league. But the first three matches every night don't have anything to do with that. And they just sort of warm up matches for the wrestlers. You know, it's a way to get guys like Naito there so people, you know, out in the ring so people come and watch, you know. Next up we had Oscar Ubi versus Rohei Wawe and Toke Huma versus Toge Makabe, Aaron Harare and the Great Okan. That was Oscar Ubi, Rohei Wawe, Toke Huma and Togi Makabe versus Aaron Harare, the Great Okan and Aussie Open, all from United Empire. I got to say, I think I can't remember the last thing I did that was New Japan. Oh, it might have been – actually, I think it might have been on an Impact or AEW show, but Aussie Open, which is still – I still don't know about that name. Come out to a song that has the Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi chant in it. And it just makes me cringe. But I will say I have seen them quite a bit recently and they've really impressed me in ring. And the songs, I'm coming around on the song as well because they're such a good tag team. Wawe has star power for a young lion. That really stood out to me in this match. But Aussie Open were the ones being pushed here. Looks like they're going to be up around the top of the league the way that they were sort of pushed in the match. They got the most offense in this match and the finisher. And United Empire win, which was a theme throughout the night, 3 stars. So it really is interesting to sort of like, you know, you'll go away for a bit and come back and be like, oh, wow, like United Empire, which is Will Ospreay's faction, really getting pushed, which is great. And it makes sense because Ospreay, I assume, will be in the main event at Wrestle Kingdom with Kenny Omega, which was announced like the day before this. So big things happening in New Japan, especially Kenny Omega coming back, the prodigal son. Next we had Takahashi, Takagi and Naito versus El Desperado, Tiachi and Suzuki. A lot of this was out on the mat, outside of the ring. He just didn't really do a lot for me. Takagi and Tachi were having a lot of arguments over Tachi's magazine. He had like a Japanese version of Pro Wrestling Illustrated that he was on the front of, and he was very protective of that. And there seemed to be a lot of arguments happening with Kevin Kelly wasn't on commentary. It was just Chris and Chase Owens. I don't know if Chase is. I mean, he kept talking about how he was jet lagged, but I don't think commentary's for Chase. But Chris didn't sort of talk about why this was happening or what the magazine was or why it was important. So little, like, I loved it, but also have no idea. I can't explain to you guys why it was happening. Naito did some nice comedy work right at the end here with Chase Owens, finding a Red Bull out of nowhere, shaking it up, and then making Chase Owens open it. But overall, it was pretty flat. So I gave it 2.75 stars. Now we're up to the Super Junior Tag League Tourney match. And we had Kevin Knight, who's a young lion, and Kushida versus Al Lindemann and Alex Zane, who's hugely over in Japan. Zane keeps sort of doing stuff with Impact occasionally. But I would just be, if I was Alex Zane, I would just be staying in Japan for the next little bit and riding the wave of popularity, you know. The DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is my go-to when betting on NFL this season. It's the fast payouts. When I do win, I can take that money out straight away, my friends. And right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets. Right now, everyone can earn up to 100% boost on DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, place a same-game parlay and combine multiple bets like which team will win, player props, points total, and more. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost and the bigger your shot to win big. I do that with the Bills, y'all. You know that every week. I'm also going to do it with AEW this week. There's a few different matches that I'm going to roll into one, parlay it, and get a bigger payout. All you have to do now is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code TPPN. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code TPPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. This match was really high octane, really quick. This was we really stepped up a gear with all of these junior tag league matches, really showcasing the two young lions in this match. I do like how that happens in New Japan quite a bit. Zane gets the finisher here with a cinnamon twist and the 1-2-3, and then the guys stand tall. It was kind of a face versus face match, so no real heel shenanigans going on here. Just a good solid super junior match. 3.5 stars. Next up, we had another Super Junior Tag League match. Dukai and Yoshinobu Kanemaru versus Clark Connors and Rusaki Tugachi. Tugachi's like a comedy character, if you don't know anything about him. He his whole thing is that he has an ass of steel and all of his moves are bum-related. It doesn't happen a lot on shows that are put on New Japan World, but I have seen footage of him pulling his tights down and then like rubbing his bum on people's faces and stuff. Pretty gross, but also hilarious. And in this match, Tugachi is dressed like Clark Connors. So he's got like a little plastic cowboy hat on. He's got a little like shitty, like military grade vest, which is what Clark Connors comes out in. Kanemaru, his whole thing is that he has whiskey, so he comes to the ring with a bottle of whiskey and then will drink it and use it as mist to like spit in people's eyes. We had Tugachi might bring a bottle of water to the ring and pretend to do the same thing, and then he just drank the water and everybody laughed. Again, this was really fast paced. It was really noticeable like how quick all of these matches were. Clark Connors got the finisher here with a brutal body slam. There was some really snug stuff happening in all of these matches, and he got the 1-2-3. And Connors and Tugachi get the second win. So we had Al Lindemann and Alex Zane win the first match, and then Clark Connors and Tugachi win the second. The third tournament match was Robbie Eagles and Tiger Mask versus Dick Tago and Sho. I just want to shout out, Robbie Eagles has the Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander flags on his jacket when he comes to the ring. He's obviously an Australian, and I just think that's super cool. So well done, Robbie. Good work. He has an Aussie chant. So he says when he comes to the ring, he does Robbie, 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 oi, oi, oi. I can't reiterate enough for our international listeners how much of a white trash thing that is to do Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. I just really want to reiterate that. And also, we stole it off the Welsh. So it has, I don't even know how it's become this Australian thing. Really good match. House of Horrors came down to interrupt. This is the first interruption we've got. So we're in match 6, and it's the first time someone's interrupted. And I just don't want to talk about AEW on the New Japan episode, but I think Tony could maybe get back to school and watch some Japanese booking. The interruption didn't really do much, though. Everyone contributed to this great match, but Robbie Eagles was really the standout. Eagles got the tap-out win on Togo here, and they get the win. So Robbie Eagles and Tiger Mask are the third team to win in this tournament. The fourth match was Titan and Bushi versus Chris Bay and Ace Austin. So much chain wrestling. Oh, 4 stars for that match, by the way. Really, really good technical match. So much chain wrestling in this next match with Bay and Austin, Bushi and Titan. Just stupendous. Like, so much rope work happening off the rope. You know, and also some pretty good technical stuff as well. There were a couple of times where, Chris Bay did a swanton bomb over the top rope, and there's no, there's very limited matting. I mean, you see some American promotions and it looks like sort of a jumping castle around the ring. There were these sort of thin, old school, high school gymnastics mats next to the ring. And then next to that, it was just wooden floor. I don't know whether it was a basketball ring or something. And these guys were flipping out onto that as if it was nothing. Just the risk that they were taking to entertain maybe 600 people in this auditorium. You can never underestimate how much risk these guys put themselves at to entertain us. Ace Austin and Chris Bay get the win here. Bullet Club get the win, which is great. I just think Ace Austin, Chris Bay is fantastic as well, but I just think Ace Austin has so much potential. He just does little things. He did this it was very small. It did a sort of backward 180 off the second rope, but then hit a sort of backwards drop kick on Bushi, and it was just perfect. It just looked so real. I just really think that that Ace Austin could be anything. And then we got the main event for the match. We got the main event for the night. Leah Rush, who has retired more times than Kiss, and Yo versus Francesco Kira and TJP, also from United Empire. Gideon Gray is out here again, introducing the United Empire. He does great old school heel manager work. I really like Gideon Gray. And I love how much everybody builds up how much they dislike him. It's good stuff. Yo and TJP go move for move at an amazing rate at the beginning of this match. If you have the ability to watch this match, I don't think they put individual matches up on YouTube, unfortunately. I think you need to subscribe to New Japan World, but... if there is a way to get your hands on this match and maybe you haven't watched a lot of New Japan before, go and check out this match because it's great because it shows how much New Japan allow the wrestlers to wrestle, but also the convergence of styles here in this match just led to one of the best wrestling matches I've watched in a while. All four wrestlers, TJP kicked out of a two-man cover. So Leo Rush and Yo, which that in itself was why are the two men covering TJP? And then he kicked out of it. There had been so many near falls, so many, the crowd were up for this. I just loved every second of it. All four wrestlers were blown up the moment the match ended. TJP hit the jackknife to get the pin here and the 1-2-3. And it was interesting for me. I've given this match 5 stars. So if you get the ability to watch it, check it out. And it also gives me a chance to sink the boots into WWE. You know, we had quite a few people come through on this card who were part of the 205 Live experiment. And I just can't help but think how much of a dropped ball that was, especially when you think that Leo Rush and TJP were pretty prominent in that division, and here they are headlining a New Japan show. Yeah, it's not the biggest show of the year, but it's a TV show, it's a TV event, and they main evented it, and they got a 5-star review out of me. There's so much, I saw Brian Alvarez talking about how Johnny Gargano was being squashed by Omos or something, I think, the other day, and it's just the same old tired WWE booking of, like, no one's going to believe that a small guy can't win a wrestling match. And then you come and watch New Japan, where I think the average height of everybody on this card would have been about 5'7", 5'8". And it's some of the best wrestling I've seen in the last 6 months. So, anyway, fantastic event. 5 stars for that last match. And we've got a lot of wrestling to come. There's another event tonight. And then I think we've got one night's break, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then one night's break. And then, so I will try and keep up with it as much as possible. I am actually out of town for the next couple of days, and then I'll come back and try and do as much New Japan as well. Obviously, this will not get in the way of AEW. AEW is still pretty much the main focus of the channel. But I just want to reach out and do some stuff that I really enjoy as well. And I can't... There aren't too many English-speaking New Japan podcasts out there. So I thought, while I'm learning, why not do some podcasts about it and let people know what's happening? It might be something that you're interested in, but you don't want to sit down and watch 3 hours of... That is a complaint from some friends of, like, oh, God, every show goes for 3.5 hours and there's a show every night. So that is a lot. But anyway, if you don't want to do that, you don't have to. You can just come here and listen to WrestleWolf. Thanks heaps for listening. Thank you so much for supporting. If you like the show, tell your friends about it. Get out on social media. I know social media is a bit of a weird place at the moment, but if you can find somewhere that you feel comfortable, let people know about it, whether it's on Reddit or Instagram or whatever the case may be. But until the next episode, my friends, brother dudes and dudettes, enjoy your wrestling, look after yourselves, and I'll speak to you soon.